carbon capture and storage. Supergrass. Plants in the ocean are better at storing carbon than those on land.
Off the coast of Formentera, an island in the Spanish Mediterranean, lives an organism that stretches 15 kilometres from one end to the other. Posidonia oceanica, more prosaically known as seagrass, spreads by sending shoots out beneath the sediment. Entire meadows, covering several hectares, can thus be made up of a single organism. The grasses are long-lived, too. The vast meadow in Formentera is thought to have been spreading for tens or hundreds of thousands of years. But the seagrass is more than just a biological curiosity. Along with two other kinds of coastal ecosystem, mangrove swamps and tidal marshes, seagrass meadows are particularly good at taking carbon dioxide from the air and converting it into plant matter. That makes all three ecosystems important for efforts to control climate change. This role was highlighted in a report published on March 2nd by UNESCO, an arm of the United Nations, on blue carbon, the sort captured by Earth's oceanic and coastal ecosystems. In total, around 33 billion tons of carbon dioxide, about three-quarters of the world's emissions in 2019, are locked away in the planet's blue carbon sinks. Research by Carlos Duarte, the report's author and a marine ecologist at King Abdullah University in Saudi Arabia, has shown that 1 hectare of seagrass can soak up as much carbon dioxide each year as 15 hectares of rainforest. All this is attracting interest in blue carbon from those keen to use natural processes rather than human technologies such as direct air capture to suck greenhouse gases from the atmosphere. In 2018, Apple partnered with Conservation International, a charity, to protect 11,000 hectares of mangroves on the Colombian coast. The firm estimates the project could lock away around 1 million tons of carbon. One reason that blue carbon ecosystems make such effective sinks is that submerged forests are denser than their land-based equivalents. They can also trap floating debris and organic matter, which settles on the seafloor and can double the amount of carbon stored away.